AI news moves so fast these days, it's like, whoa, hold on a sec.
Yeah, this week was more like warp speed.
Tell me about it. But hey, that's why we're here, right? Your friendly neighborhood AI news roundup crew.
Exactly. No need for a PhD in computer science
Yeah,
here.
that's a covered.
So this week we're diving deep into the crazy world that was week 41 in AI.
Obviously, he's right.
From that wild OpenAI dev day
Oh, yeah, that was a big
to
one.
some sneaky big moves from NVIDIA and Meta, it's been a wild ride.
Okay, so let's unpack OpenAI's Dev Day first.
Sounds good.
They made a ton of announcements, right? Rolled out some cool new features for developers, and even threw in a bit of executive drama because why not?
Oh, AI drama.
Yeah.
Gotta love it. And that actually ties into a pretty significant point.
Oh, how so?
Well, even with some big names exiting OpenAI recently, it hasn't slowed them down one bit. They're
Really?
still raking in investors and new users like it's nothing. It's actually pretty impressive.
Wow. Okay, so drama aside, let's get into the tech itself.
You got it.
One thing that really stood out to me was OpenAI's push to make AI more user-friendly.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you shouldn't need to be a coding whiz to use this stuff.
Exactly.
And they're doing a good job of that, I think.
So true. Okay, so what did they announce?
One of the biggest things was their new real-time API.
The what?
Real-time API. It basically has the potential to like completely change how we interact with technology.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Tell me more.
Imagine like voice assistants.
Yeah.
You know, like Siri or Alexa,
Yeah.
but with zero lag. Like no more of those awkward pauses.
Oh man, I hate those pauses. It's like,
Yeah.
are you listening to me?
Exactly. So this real-time API, it makes it so much more fluid, so much more natural.
Okay, I'm picturing it. So what, are my devices just going to start reading my mind now?
Not quite yet. But the idea is that like you can have an actual conversation with your devices.
Wow. That is a game changer, though. I mean, that could change everything.
It could.
I'm thinking customer service, how we use our phones, like everything.
Oh, absolutely. A whole new level of interaction.
Okay, that's pretty amazing.
And speaking of user-friendly, they also introduced this thing called the Canvas interface.
Canvas interface. Okay, what's that all about?
So basically, imagine having a built-in coding and writing assistant, right?
Okay.
Right there in ChatGPT. Like it's built in.
So, like, ChatGPT just became my new best friend.
Pretty much. You can think of it kind of like Google Docs, but
Yeah,
like a
right.
million times better.
Okay, I'm intrigued. How so?
Well, for one, your collaborator is, an AI.
I mean, that's pretty cool in itself.
It never gets tired. Never judges your terrible first drafts,
Oh, we've all been there.
and it's always there to help you like brainstorm, write better, code more efficiently.
Sign me up. I could definitely use a partner like that.
Right. And that's not even all of it. OpenAI also significantly upgraded GPT-4's capabilities.
Oh, what'd they do to it now?
This is the really cool part. They've given it the ability to understand and process images.
Hold on. GPT-4 can see now?
In a sense, yes. It can now be trained on images. Think about that for a second.
I'm trying to wrap my head around it.
We're talking about an AI that could potentially analyze an X-ray and be like, yep, that's a fracture.
Whoa. Okay, now that's impressive.
Or you could look at a medical scan and detect early signs of a disease.
That's insane.
And it doesn't stop there.
There's more.
Imagine AI on a manufacturing line, identifying defects in products before they even leave the factory.
That's a game changer for manufacturing.
Right. Or think about self-driving cars that can navigate even the most complex environments because their AI can actually see.
So we're talking about like a massive leap forward in AI capabilities.
Exactly. Image recognition takes AI to a whole new level.
Okay, so AI is about to get a lot more integrated into, well, everything,
You got it.
which is kind of exciting, but also, I don't know.
A little intimidating.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, what does this all mean for us?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And believe me, we're going to dive into all of that.
Okay, good. Because I have a feeling this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, you have no idea. But for now, let's switch gears a bit.
Okay, what else is new in the AI world this week?
Well, OpenAI might be leading the charge, but this AI race is far from over.
Oh, really? So who else is stepping up to the plate?
Well, for one, NVIDIA.
NVIDIA? Like the graphics card people?
The one and only. But They're not content with just dominating the GPU market anymore.
They want a piece of the AI pie, too.
They want the whole pie.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But seriously, they just unveiled their answer to OpenAI's GPT-4.
Okay, things are getting interesting. What is it? What's it called?
It's called the NVLM 1.0.
NVLM 1.0. Got it. Okay, break it down for me. What's so special about it?
Well, it's a 72 billion parameter multimodal model.
72 billion parameters. Is that a lot?
That's a lot.
Okay, for those of us who don't speak fluent AI, what does that even mean?
Basically, it's a measure of the model's complexity and power. Think of it like the bigger the number, the more it can do, and the better it can do it.
Okay, I'm starting to get the picture, so it's a big deal then.
Oh, yeah. And here's the really interesting part. NVIDIA designed this thing to handle both text and image-based tasks.
So like what OpenAI did with GPT-4 and image recognition?
Exactly. They're going head-to-head.
Whoa, so it's a two-horse race now.
Not so fast. Meta, you know, formerly Facebook, they're also throwing their hat in the ring.
Wait, really? What are they working on?
Get this, they're developing an AI that can generate short films from text prompts.
Hold up, you're telling me I could direct my own movie just by typing out my ideas?
That's the idea. Of course, it's all still under wraps, not even close to a public release yet, but...
But it shows where things are headed.
Exactly. This is just a glimpse of the future, and it's happening faster than we can even keep up with.
This is incredible. It sounds like we're on the verge of a whole new era, you know?
We are. A whole new era of creativity and technological advancement. And it's both exciting and, I gotta admit, a little daunting.
Agreed. With all this incredible innovation going on, we have to stop and think about the other side of the coin, too.
You got it.
Yeah.
We can't just focus on the shiny new tools. We've got to think about the impact this is all having on us, on society as a whole.
That's a really good point. And honestly, that's what I love about these deep dives.
Me too.
We don't just get into the nitty-gritty of the tech. We also explore what it all means.
Exactly. It's about connecting the dots and seeing the bigger picture.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground on the technological front.
A lot of ground.
But let's shift gears a bit and dive into what else happened in week 41 that got us thinking.
Let's do it.
You know, for all the talk about these big companies, we can't forget about the researchers, right?
Absolutely.
The people behind the scenes really pushing the boundaries of what AI can do.
The real heroes of the AI world.
Totally. So any research papers catch your eye this week?
Actually, yeah, there was one that really got me thinking. It's called Were RNNs All We Needed?
Were RNNs all we needed? Okay, first of all, RNNs. Remind me what those are again.
Right, so RNN stands for recurrent neural network. It's basically a type of AI architecture that was, you know, pretty popular before Transformers came along.
Oh, right, right, Transformers. Like the big thing in AI these days.
Yeah, exactly. So this paper is basically questioning whether all the hype around Transformers is, you know, maybe a bit overblown.
Interesting. So they're saying maybe we were onto something with RNNs all along.
That's the gist of it, yeah. They're arguing that instead of, you know, always chasing the newest AI model, we should maybe revisit and refine these older techniques.
Huh. So, like, sometimes the answer is looking back instead of forward.
Sometimes, yeah. And they make a pretty compelling case that RNNs could actually be a more efficient and effective approach for certain tasks.
Okay, that's fascinating. It's a good reminder that progress isn't always a straight line.
Totally. This paper really highlights how, you know, AI research is constantly evolving. What's considered cutting edge today might be old news tomorrow and vice versa.
So true. It's a good reminder to stay curious.
Absolutely. Keep an open mind because the world of AI is full of surprises.
Speaking of surprises, let's circle back to those big tech companies for a sec.
Yeah. Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that OpenAI is making its models more developer friendly.
Mm.
What does that actually mean? And why should we care?
Well, it's basically about giving developers the tools, you know, to actually build cool stuff with AI.
Right, right. Make it more accessible.
Exactly. So think of it like this. OpenAI is creating these super powerful AI models, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But they're also handing out the keys, so to speak.
I like that.
They're empowering developers to take these models and actually create the next generation of AI-powered apps and services.
So it's not just about OpenAI's own products anymore. It's about creating a whole ecosystem.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
And they've introduced some pretty slick features to make that happen. One of them is called prompt caching.
Prompt caching. Okay, that sounds not technical. Break it down for me.
Okay, so let's say you ask an AI model the same question a bunch of times, right?
Yeah.
With prompt caching, the model can remember the answer from the first time and just, like, instantly retrieve it for all the other times.
Ah, got it. So it's like AI with a really good memory. No need to repeat yourself.
Exactly. And that saves time, it saves resources, it makes the whole thing way more efficient,
And cheaper, I imagine.
which ultimately makes AI more accessible to everyone.
I like it. What else they got up their sleeves?
Another big one is model distillation.
Model distillation. Okay, that one sounds familiar, but go on.
So imagine you have this massive, super complex AI model, right?
Okay.
Model distillation is like taking that huge model and creating a smaller, more streamlined version of it.
So, like a more compact version, but it still packs a punch.
Exactly. Same power, just more efficient.
Got it. So, why is that such a big deal?
Well, it means you can start using these powerful AI models on devices that don't have, a ton of computing power.
Oh, right. So, we could start seeing AI integrated into like everyday devices, not just these massive supercomputers.
Exactly. And that opens up a whole new world of possibilities for developers and users alike.
This is really cool stuff. I mean, it's clear that this field is just moving at lightning speed.
It really is.
Yeah.
But while we're busy geeking out over all the cool new tech, it's also important to remember there's like this other side of AI.
You're talking about the bigger picture, the implications for society and all that.
Exactly.
It's easy to get caught up in all the, the shiny new AI tools and the cool features and all that.
Totally.
But we got to remember, AI, it's not just about like algorithms and data sets and all that technical stuff.
Right.
It's about people.
It is.
And how this technology impacts, well, all of us, really.
Yeah, and as we kind of go further down this AI road,
Yeah.
it's more important than ever to really think about like what are the implications of all this?
Totally. That's a conversation we can't just ignore.
No, definitely not.
Like this week alone, we've seen AI that can diagnose diseases, AI that can write a movie script.
It's wild.
It really is. It's incredible, but it also makes you wonder, like, where do we go from here?
Right.
What does it all
I
mean?
mean, that's the million-dollar question, right? It
Yeah.
really feels like we're like standing at the edge of something brand new.
Totally.
And we don't even know what's out there.
Yeah.
I mean, AI has this potential to totally revolutionize our
Oh,
lives.
for sure.
But it also comes with all these new challenges.
Oh, yeah.
And it forces us to ask some pretty, fundamental questions about ourselves.
Like, what does it even mean to be human in a world where AI can do all this stuff that we thought was like uniquely human?
Exactly.
It's a trip.
It is. And then there's the whole question of like, how do we make sure AI is used ethically, responsibly? And those are questions we got to be asking right now, not 10 years down the line when it might be too late.
Exactly. It's a lot to process.
It is.
But hey, that's what we're here for.
That's the point of these deep dives.
Exactly, to unpack these big complex issues and hopefully, make some sense of it all.
Absolutely. And I think even if we don't have all the answers, just asking the questions is so important.
I totally agree.
And I think if there's one thing I want our listeners to take away from this whole conversation, from this deep dive, it's this.
I'm listening.
This AI revolution, it's not some far-off thing. It's happening right now,
It really is.
all around us.
Yeah.
And the technology, it's amazing, don't get me wrong, but
Yeah.
it's the human element that's going to make all the difference.
I love that. It's a good reminder that we're not just along for the ride,
No.
We have a say in how this all plays out.
We have a choice. And that choice, that comes with a responsibility to, educate ourselves,
Yeah.
to really think critically about these
And to
issues.
stay informed.
Exactly. And to make sure that AI is being used for good.
Well said. Well, that about wraps it up for this week's deep dive into the world of AI.
Until next time.
Until next time, keep exploring, stay curious, and most importantly, keep the conversation going.